time we spoke about the, what is the reason why Yetzer Nefesh B'Shach HaShemat, and we saw two primary reasons. One of them is because of Kiddush Hashem, something up your life to fulfill Hashem, and the other reason is, Rashi said, Shalei Arkilo HaGarim HaMrech HaSol, what is the Kach? The Kach shouldn't get used to the idea of intimidating the Jews in this way. Sounds like that if the Jews give in here, then the Jews get then their mindset will become that they just give in. In the Mela, it'll be too late. Once they start thinking about Avodah Zarah, okay, we give in to this, we give in to that. We lose everything. So Mela, we have to draw the line already. Yeah. Okay. So we have to see that there's a big nafkamina between these two reasons, and that is if the Goyim are trying to uproot a certain mitzvah, but not out of animosity towards religion, but by not asking for their own benefit, for whatever reason they have to do so. So it would seem that if this is a function of Kiddush Hashem or Kiddush Hashem, so then, not a Kiddush Hashem, right? Not a Kiddush Hashem if you agree to do what the guy is asking you to do, and that's nothing to do with religion. On the other hand, if it's that the guy shouldn't get used to intimidating the Jews to do their will, so then maybe that would also extend to cases where it's la'anasas. So if you take a look in the Torah, in source 4 on the second sheet, the Torah says, like it, when we codify these halachas, he says, Kol ha'averis, chutz me'akum gelaris shmikizah, the big three. Sha'omer lo la'odah, shi'avar aleyem oyeharik, that they tell a person to violate or die, imu v'tzino, right, if it's in private, and it's not one of the big three. Imirta, Yahweh Bal Yorik, if he wants, right, he can violate that very not die. Imirta v'hachmar nasa v'lei harik v'shah, if he wants to be marked on himself, he can die, he's allowed to. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passing against the sheep of the Ramah. Ramah will be not allowed to. Vimu v'farnesio, if it's in public, chayv l'harik v'lo yavar, then you're tied to get killed and not violate. Amid Zor Mamurim, Lenin is dead, She'akum Eivet Aril, and the Adalar, Mechagin Ha'avir Al-Dat. The Adalar intends to have you transgress religion. It's out of animosity towards Judaism. Although Eina Mechagin Al-Dat, if his intent is only for his own benefit, Yahav Al-Yori, then you violate and he'll die, because there's nothing to do with Judaism. Stomach wants to be good for food for you. So there's no statement in dying for that. Now it says, B'shat HaShmad, Afilo Aminik B'Alma Shinagu, Invoin Lahavir Alelo, if they're coming to make you transgress it, Yehorig Ga'al Yavor. Now, the Torah's language here is a little bit, in this last segment, is a little bit ambiguous. He says, B'shat HaShmad, Afilo Aminik B'Alma Shinagu, Invoin Lahavir Alelo. That could mean to one of two things. That could be describing the fact, and that could be describing their intent. It could be the fact that they are coming to make you violate it without getting into why. And if those words could also mean their intent, but in Lahavirala, their intent is to make you violate it out of animosity towards that halacha, or that minute, whatever, they can't stand that thing. Right? And it's to make you violate it out of Judaism. Okay? So the Torah is unclear. So the, yeah.
Is it possible to get too much stress? Can you think right now what to Allah so far?
Yeah.
We don't know from beginning to.
So the Torah says, it's just talking about the big, non-big three of it.
Okay.
Anything else? So if it's in private, you can buy it, you can do the Aveira, or if you want to be Machmer and buy it, you're allowed to do that.
What in private? Private?
No, 10 Jews.
Mean boy.
Less than 10 Jews.
Less than 10 Jews.
Orange shoes.
Anything at all. Well, no. Here we're talking about it's not a Shas HaShemah.
It's not a regular
situation. Hey, right? Herman the German. Herman the German comes in. Yeah.
Or 10 Jews there also.
No, not 10 Jews.
Not 10 Jews.
Less than 10 Jews. Yeah, so then he says, either eat the pork or I'll kill you. You eat it. If you want, you can just die. Okay. Right. Option. Going to the tour or something.
Okay.
Next halacha is, if it's in the presence of 10 Jews, So now, it depends. If the guy is wants you to do this out of madness to show that you don't believe in Judaism or whatever, or have your own, then he has to die from the first intention. If it, his intent is lahana also for his own purposes, then Yahweh already. And now there is no option here. You're not allowed to die in this case.
Right now, how I discover when
boys
come that he's doing this?
You asked a couple of days, how do we know? Right? If you can find out the way Rafi suggested, do you want this, you know, how should I make your burger for you with the cheese? Right? And then he refuses to tell, refuses to say. So I did not want to say the halacha, and I still don't want to say the halacha because I haven't thought about it. My gut feeling is to say that you should not die in that case.
If you don't know.
If you don't know, you should not. Because the Shachar, we have said, it's Sufik Nefashis Lohakal. We find it in this verse also. Sufik Nefashis Lohakal. Yeah, just 1 second. Again, in 10 seconds. And then now we're only on our topic, which is the Shachar Shema. The time of the government's concerted effort to uproot religion. And then he says, no matter what they're trying to get you to violate, they heard it all yahweh. Even a minute beyond the Torah says, you heard about that. So now our discussion, what is the din if they're doing that la'anoch atma? Their shmat is la'anoch atma.
Outside of this government trying to get the beat of you, but he's doing it by his...
No, this is not the government. The government is trying to uproot a certain myth. They're trying to uproot Shabbos, circumcision.
Okay? Just the Jews.
But circumcision will not be la'anoch atma. There's no way they're telling me not to circumcise my kid, and they're getting it out of it, or are they getting it out of it?
They don't want to do it for him. They go to the hospitals, there's no more of that nonsense in our country. What is this?
So that's really a broader discussion.
Not even to you, it's just,
meaning it's a drop. So that's already ois kafashma. Meaning, if it's not against Jews, it's a decree that has nothing to do with religion. It's a decree that has to do with, you know, with the least at all, I don't know, that they believe it's medically dangerous. Right? They don't let anybody do it. That's not Shas
Hashmat. So that's my question. So the only one that can look into the hearts of men to make a statement, what's their intention?
They would have to...
They publish on paper to believe in the right road. I don't know what that is.
You're saying sometimes it really is stuff for Judaism and they're making an excuse. Okay.
He's like his gun on your head.
Yeah.
So what situation right now I am? I'm like, your situation will say.
Second, this personal guy is now the chef. He's doing it on our side.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter that even government would like to get rid of today.
That's not about it. I'm not sure. That's what I
think.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Right? When you were talking about, let's see what the Bach says, okay, in source spot. The Bach understands the tour like this. The Tzvir Lele Ravenu, Ravenu is the tour. The Bishat Hashmad, Eno Yishov Ele Gamri of Avreska, Ele Chomor Minei. The Bishat Hashmad is not exactly the same as in front of 10 Jews, but worse. The Apal Gav, the Bifar Hezio, Ema Chavim Ahanoso, Yavar Balin Horei. By Bifar Hezio, we know. If the Goyen's intent is for his own benefit, I want you to, right, cook this milk and meat for me, because I want to have a cheeseburger, and it's from 10 Jews, Yagar Bali already, there, you violate that bear, it's don't die.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it's public. You don't have milk? Mikomakom, the Shach HaShmad, in the time of uprooting the religion, a feel of a Shabi Lahana also, Yagar Bali Yagar.
Even five, even two Jews there.
Yeah, even no Jews.
Even
the guy.
So the bottom line, both HaShmad and Parnassia, both the same, it's upper Jews.
It's what?
It's always the upper Jews.
No. No. Let's get it straight. By the Farhatia, in public, there is a clear distinction between His intent is to uproot, is to make a chil Hashem, we'll call it.
Yes.
Right? Because that's what it's about. Or his intent is because he wants a cheeseburger. Right. Not for himself. Does that same distinction apply to the Shat Hashemad is the question on our plate.
Hashemad means to uproot Judaism.
Shat Hashemad means there is a concerted effort to uproot Judaism, but let's say their intent is not to uproot Judaism. Their intent is Hanat Atzma. They are now attacking the working on Shabbos because they want
more work
by Jews, right? Let's say. Could be. But their intent is not to uproot Judaism.
Okay.
Their intent is to get the Jews to work.
Okay.
Right? We need an airport built. We need an airport built. Right? The Jews are under our thumb. We're going to take all those Jews and have them build an airport on Shabbos.
Right. Dafka, in the face.
Dafka.
Not to
approach
Judaism, but because
for medical or... Dafka, Shabbos. Okay? But they want it for their own benefit.
Okay.
So okay. Right now, I cannot kill myself because tomorrow the rules are telling why they should go to Arab.
Okay, right. I tell yourself something.
No, I cannot be cool.
You can't.
I'm
not talking like that at suicide. Something else. That's, you're not passive. Okay.
Oh,
so
you resist?
Yeah. I can't resist.
Okay. Vaisen. V'lachen, middle of the second line of the Bible. V'lachen hitim rabbeinu lishkot. Therefore, the Torah writes first. V'mezvam amurim sha'agdoi v'chavim l'avir al-das. When am I talking about perhetsi in public? When the guy intends to have you violate the religion. Now, v'lachen v'chavim el-la'anot v'yav v'al-yorim. Because intent is only for his own benefit, then you violate. That's public. V'achavim kosov, then he writes, v'shat v'shmad v'chu, v'kloi mar, the way the Bach understands the Torah, the Mishnah of Shmad, in the time of Shmad, Afilu al minit bi'alma shenogu, even for some custom. In Bon Lahavi Rolo, if they want you to violate, Yehori Bal Yavor, Avval Tish, Loi Bo Lahavi Olav Emela Hanasa. That's the way that Bach learns the Torah. Even their intent in having you violate this minute, right, all the Jews violate this minute, is because they got some benefit out of it. Nonetheless.
Nonetheless what?
You have to die. You have to die.
Even if they don't like to uproot, they would like to uproot.
Yeah, but they get benefit out of it.
They don't care what they got from it. As soon as they would like to uproot, they
finish.
Die.
Okay. That's why. The Zel Shadiktik Rabbeinu Bilshoinai. This is the way the Bach understands the Torah. So they cut them, he doesn't write, in boy lahaviroi al dat. They're coming to make you violate the religion. And the Stam Kassim and Bala Havi write, Allah! He writes, they're coming to make you violate it. What it? Not the religion. The minute. The Mashma. Shalai Bala Havi write, Allah! They just want you to make violate the minute for whatever reason. Officially, Stam Havi write, ah! We're not trying to make you make a statement we don't believe in God. We're not trying to do that. This is trying to have you. This minute doesn't fit in with our agenda. Right? We want you to violate this minute, right? Because it will help our government.
Don't die.
No. So the Bach is saying, they have to die.
In this case,
they can't get one. No, it's for their own benefit. They have a benefit.
No. We already talked about it. As soon as there's an idea to eliminate Judaism,
let me
don't
check
that. We, right yeah. Now, they hit, when he hit down.
Right, that's the way the Bach is. Correct.
Well.
Yes. Yes.
Good question.
Yes.
Only Jews I trust. They won't poison me. They won't steal from the register. Right now, the government says in whatever country I have still, I want all the Jews at every McDonald's, and you're going to make the cheeseburgers. You can't trust them. You're the best. Get in there. Not Saturday. You know Saturday. Cook us cheeseburgers. We just want the cheeseburgers. We trust you guys. Now,
don't die.
Get
all what they say, I trust you and do this.
Yes.
Okay, so it's loud enough.
So don't die.
That's exactly what the Bach is talking about.
They have to get killed. No, John. Right now, everything's confused. I know. This is why he has trapped. Let's start from the beginning. There's an idea of government. I eliminate this Judaism, whatever it is.
No,
it doesn't matter.
right. what they got it from. Or government said, I would like to have good cheeseburger, and he will do cheeseburger.
The way
he should not die.
The way the Bach is understanding this is that is called Shas Hashmai.
Right. Well, we need to define. So right now, again, from the beginning. Because look, the
but why? Let's just get in there. Two lines.
I trust Bach.
Yeah. You trust Bach. Okay. There you go. The Keva, the time of two on them. The Keva, the time of the Shas Hashmai, the Afila, and the Mabu Chuli Ori. What's the reason that the Shas Hashmai, even for anybody here, is like, why? The whole reason is that the goyim shouldn't get used to being able to intimidate us into doing whatever they want at the expense of a certain minute or mitzvah, whatever you want.
Okay.
Can the parents grasp that? Grasp? Explain. Hilchos differ, and hilch it doesn't make a difference. That filu lahana osay nami yehori bal yavar b'shat
hashmar. So beautiful. Right now, rule for Michael Gold. As soon government say all Jews,
yes,
doesn't matter, die.
If they're telling you all Jews to do something,
as soon as their statement, all Jews
must. And now you open up a Shulchan Aruch. Which law here do you want to divide? Anything in here you want me to divide? Die.
Even government right now we define what it is. When they ask you to do something, as soon as they say all Jews die.
If
they said, violate this part of Shulchan Aruch, all Jews die.
The government, yeah.
That's all. Because it's very simple rule, but you need to know this rule.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, give me that
correct.
All Jews die. Muslims and Jews, get it? Because I know you, Arabs.
That's already questionable.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Because it's a myth.
No, right. That's because we saw in the previous, Shulchan Aruch says, Dal Yisrael Levadon. However, they already we would not say it, right? We would only say that if there is a concerted, well, there has to be a concerted attempt there to uproot religion in general.
Right.
Then we have to be, like communism wasn't doctor against Judaism, but it was against all religion, Judaism included. Right. There, that would be called the Shas Hashmai.
It would be called.
The fact that the government says to the Jews or else, they're already Jews in general.
No, look, but they give in. If they don't give in, they
don't have others.
What?
So the ultimate intimidation should be that?
We have to die. That's for the back of that. In other words, it will be out by this door, so you wouldn't have any questions. So it's the same thing.
There's no rules.
It's not doing it to go against Judaism. Doing it to go against you.
That's what the Bashan has to finish off
right now. Right.
Yes.
This would mean that you find it.
Yes.
Right now, I just would like to tell you the 10 million Jews in Russia, they were in Kalash.
Yeah.
This is what I would like to know. Another bit of cow there, yeah. Like we ate pork, the same thing, we did what government tell us to do.
Everybody did what they did?
And they said Jews. They're not
everybody. Yeah. Everybody was not allowed to keep their religion. It was a complete.
Yeah. And in this situation,
the rabbi. Communism was a Shas Hashmai.
Yeah, of course. Proper Jews died. But not.
Yeah, the truth is that they didn't threaten people with jail. It was death. They threatened people with Siberian if you went.
What was the problem behavior? If Christians also had to give up to everybody.
In that case, that was called the Shas Hashmai.
Right.
Communism was the Shas Hashmai.
Right.
Even though it was all religions, not exactly.
Yes.
Jews.
It was against religion in general, and Judaism was one of them. Communism was the Shas Hashmai.
You know,
yeah, wild stuff. Because if it wasn't the Wario, it wasn't even enough Sassman. It was Mamas Lockers at that.
You know that. Right now, I think there's one thing. Because actually, I just said that. There's what's happening. You should have a console in here all the time.
Yes, Zilber.
Is this a Zilber? What he could keep, what he could not keep by the keep by the right now, You understand? I'm between two fires.
Yes.
From one point of view, he says that he's sinner.
Yes. So good question.
I don't know how, because definitely it's not my like it is not, because more Shapiro said that it's only one fact, you can survive today. We talk into not human beings.
So not see in the situation where Yitzhak Silber was,
right.
Nobody was telling him at that point, do this or I'll kill you. What happened was is that there was an army that needed certain services, and they didn't let you, and Shabbos wasn't a factor. It wasn't, everybody has to work on Shabbos. It wasn't the point. When everybody had to come to the army, so what would you tell them? It wasn't the...
We're
not uprooting...
Right now, when he was at immigration camp, working on Shabbos, it was not against you.
No, not at all.
But again, and these sentences
were all
Jews. They said,
work,
but
not all
Jews.
Even the after work? After work, 7 days a week. Okay.
Close that.
Yeah.
So being in the army means you might
have to defend. That's in this country, sure. There are terrorists, yeah. You do what you need to do for
in Russia.
Right. Of course. You do what you do for security needs, of course. Okay. Now, let's go to Gemara.
Wow.
So heaven ain't valid. Now this Gemara is talking about, we'll see what it's talking about. Vad the Rav Latami. Whatever. Machri the Omar Leila Hayisro. A goy tells a Jew, Ktoil aspasta b'shabbat. You have to cut wheat, whatever, some kind of grain on Shabbos, v'shodi l'chayusla, and throw it to the animal, to my animal. V'loy katilullah, and otherwise they're going to kill you. Meaning that's not a tatman, yeah? Lipsil below the kibbutz, right? Let him cut down the wheat and let the guy not kill him. But if he says shoti l'nahara, if he says throw it into the river, right? Cut down the thing and throw it into the river. So lipsil, let him kill. Let the guy kill you below lipsil and not cut it down. My time. And what's the reason? Lavuri milsakaboy. Clearly doing it in order to make you
violate
on that. Now, but so we know that that's halacha by the farhetia. But what does this Gemara also meant to apply to our two Shmuel? So the Bach will say, absolutely not.
No.
This Gemara is at least talking about in public.
Dominion?
Yeah, the dominion of Jesus Christ. Let's see Rashi. Shodi l'nahara, says Rashi 7, la'avira him iskaven, he's intending to make you violate your religion. The e tarhes yehu, that we know. All stops Zeres Malchus.
Right.
War at the time of Zeres Malchus. Liftalay, right? Then he should kill, then let the guy kill you. The liftalas pasta. What did you see from Rashi though? Right? That's for sure. But also, why did Rashi say Shas Zeres Malchus? What does that do with anything? Right? According to the Bach, if it's Shas Zeres Malchus, even if it's not us, that's the reason that's the dog. So what do you see from this Rashi? That even though Rashi holds that the reason why you shouldn't give in is the Shlolaham Rechalavavos, right, it was not to be intimidated. That is only that we shouldn't be intimidated when the threat is an uproot of religion. Right? But Rashi is saying, the deal from Rashi is, though, Nahatabah. Right? That if it's a Shas Zeres Malchus, even Shas Hashmah, but they're in Tezaz Lanas Atzman, then the Svar Vashalam if it's a Shas Hashmah, but their intent is for their own needs, we want all the Jews now to harvest all this wheat to feed all our animals.
It's
okay
too.
So right now,
can't wait
to
come for better. Right. And the deal from Rashi is that it's okay that Yavar Baal Yehore. Right? That you cut down all the wheat.
Not
like Shabbat.
Not by.
Right.
The
Bach
would agree throwing
in the water,
you can see it's
only something. Yeah, that everybody agrees with. That's unnegotiable. If it's a Shas Hashmah, then their intent is to offer it to you, then you have to die. That is the classic Shas Hashmah. The question is, la not Hashmah. Right? So you see, you may die from Rashi, Shas, there's mouthful of that, not like the Bach.
Bach said, die, for careful, because Rashi said, not. This one.
All right. Okay. Even though, but my point is, even though the reason of Rashi is Shmuel Hamar Chalvavos,
yeah.
Still, Rashi is saying that only applies when it, their intent is to uproot the religion.
So this Gemara said on Shabbat the goy as duel.
Yes.
Is there a difference if it said on Shabbat the Jews will do that as opposed to on Shabbat it's only to break violate Shabbat? It's a king's rule. Whenever I say to a Jew, do it, do it. Or is it on Shabbat the Jews will therefore in the future be doing this? Wouldn't that be a game changer? It's different if it said on Shabbat to do it as opposed to on Shabbat this is what you'll be doing. That is a point.
More than his. Well, it's not a good thing. Hemor is not a good thing. Your Shabbat. Do right now. I don't care about David. No,
he doesn't care about David.
I'm
asking you, he said on Shabbat to Goyes. What if he said, listen, we have a props of McDonald's Jews. Shabbat is going to be there making a cheaper.
Good.
Okay. So now, however, I want to add an angle to this, which is what you're alluding to.
Okay, very nice.
And that is that there are two cases over here.
Right.
And one is clear and one is not.
Right.
What is the definition of a Shachar Shema? So, one way to define a Shachar Shema is that they are coming to uproot the religion. Period. Now, this whole discussion between the Bach and Rashi is only when it's situational. That means under the threat of a Shach HaShemah, now God wants me to do something.
Yes.
But let's say the whole Gzera from beginning to end was only La'anos Atzman. There was no aspect of Akira Hadas to begin with, then it could be even Bach would agree that that's not called a Shach HaShemah. Okay? So in your case, right, when we just want you to cook our hamburgers, and we're not even interested in, we don't care about the law of the Judaism, we just want you to cut all our wheat, right? We don't care. That is already questionable. Okay, it could be that that doesn't even fall under the Shach HaShemah to begin with.
Maybe not happening
at all. Not clear. Okay? Blank.
If it's not clear,
and now,
we have traffic, don't
yeah, say I'm not saying I love it. I don't know. I'm just saying to me, right. It is not clear that point. Okay? So we have three categories. We have, they're coming to uproot the religion, and now they are trying to force you to do something for the sake of uprooting the religion. Clearly it's not. They have a situation where they're trying to uproot the religion, and now I have a situation where a certain guy is telling me to do that same thing they're trying to uproot. But he's telling me to do it by no tatsmo. That's my focus, Bach and Rashi. Right? Where, you know, okay, it could be the Rambam holds, nah, whatever, not getting into that. Okay? And then we have the third case where the whole Xera from beginning to end has nothing to do with uprooting the religion. But only La'anos Atzman, that not might even be considered a Shach HaShemah to begin with. Okay? Because that's the question. Is Shach HaShemah intent? It has to do with intent, or it has to do with the fact. Right? The way Rashi calls the Shach Zeres Malchus. Okay? But a Zeres Malchus doesn't have no indication of intent. Right? Why are they making this Zeres?
It is very, very appreciated what you're saying, Carl.
Yeah.
Because you make what comes with it is how you call this? It's some rules. Right now, why I'm saying, not because I have to be in my child, but I try to understand. Rashi said, we don't care if you go to shul. The master then has three shuls.
Yeah, but the young guys couldn't do it.
We
huh?
don't care, okay? But try to not go around. So right now, the situation. Go to shul anytime.
Yeah, so
why don't you adore? That's right. Okay. Brute.
Okay. No, yes. If it's any, that's the mafurish. If it's any mitzvah at all, it doesn't have to be the whole religion. We're trying to uproot a mitzvah thing.
You said, if
yes.
They said, do not do bris, it's like a bris.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to say one last point. So far, we saw two reasons why a person has to give up his life to Shach HaShemah. One of them is because of the Chil Hashem.
Yeah.
If you don't. Which is a chiddush a little bit, because that means that, and this is Hikas Rambam for sure, that there is a concept of Kiddush or Chil Hashem even in private. Meaning, there's a Shas Hashma, and here's the soldier with me, the Zeshel with me in my house, nobody else knows, right? And he's going to kill me, and nobody else knew about it. That's still called the Kiddush Hashem, according to the Rashi, the Rambam, if you die, and the Chil Hashem if you don't. You know, no other Jew knows about it. Rashi doesn't know like that. And Rashi came up with the other reason, right? That it's Shlul Hamer Chalavavos. Right? It doesn't matter how many Jews there. The point is that collectively, right, if the Jewish people give in to these Zeris, then
okay, fine.
History is in Dubai. Okay. The Yad Ramah, in source 8, is on the Sanhedrin. So he quotes the first reason first, and the third reason third. But in the middle, on the second line of source 8, he says, why is it that Fil B'Sharveh Tergol Yavam Ifnei Kiddush Hashem, like the Rabbah, this tune, furthermore, Nishum to Osi Lemitzrach. Then he says, Yeshayim Ramak Rashi. What does this mean? Nishum to Osi Lemitzrach. That means that it's going to continue even after the Zera is over, the Jews will forget about being Mekayim, this halacha. In other words, if enough time goes by that the Jews are not keeping X, because the Goyim said not to keep X, then that will be obliterated from the observance of Jews, or at least in that country. Right?
Very, very, very.
Wow. So now, you should be asking me a question. We're talking about, let's say, cooking Basar B'chol. Right? So the Goyim come and say, we hate that mitzvah. At that, right? We hate that. Yeah. Cooking Basar B'chol, everybody has to cook Basar B'chol, but we'll kill you. So, you have to die. Why? Says this middle reason. Because 2 years later, once this government, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of this government, then all the Jews are no longer going to be keeping Basar B'chol. Okay. But you're allowed to die at the expense of not keeping Basar B'chol. So why is it? So who cares that in 2 years you're not keeping Basar B'chol? I should be allowed to violate it now anyway. Because otherwise I'm going to die. So why do you care, right, if I'm going to, if in 2 years from now I'm not going to be Basar B'chol, let me not die now, because if in 2 years will be a threat to my life, you'd say, but go ahead and talk to me now. So what's the difference?
It's big.
Wow, what's the difference?
And even is, who cares about you, you'll die in hell, but your neighbor will be offended.
And so he's also allowed to save his life.
What?
He's also allowed to save his life.
I'm not talking about this, I'm talking about this Jew.
It's
soup. People, religious people, start to cook milk and meat. Everybody will cook.
Right. And
never will
come back. Right. And so, so it's because nefesh. Let that happen. Because nefesh.
No, but right now, definition, in this situation, you better die than good.
Why?
We don't like Hashem. Hashem. We forgot about this altogether.
Who says that that's not right because nefesh?
Who said?
I don't understand
why you
would raise this part. Okay. I'm just challenging you, but you're right. That is the finish of the Yad Ramah.
Right.
The Yad Ramah is telling you that this is going to be a permanent uprooting of a mitzvah forever and ever. That is the chiddush, part of the chiddush of Itzah Shasman. The pikuach nefesh is not going to a permanent loss of a mitzvah in a huge concentration of Jews.
Right.
What are you saying?
Right. But you don't.
That's a big story. Right? A big thing. Which is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Or, that's very logical. There's another story over here, which we're not going to have time to mention. Maybe we'll mention next week. And that is this. The whole heter of Pikuach Nefesh applies when there is a clash between Pikuach Nefesh, either I die or I do this. But I'm not allowed to put myself, and the Jews may not put themselves in a situation where they know that they're going to be violating an Avera even when there is no active threat to life.
Exactly.
Life. So I'm just going to tell you the Tshuva of Rav Moshe we're talking about. This Tshuva is talking about, let's read it. I'm going to read it a little bit of a quick case, just the beginning. Stop, slow me down if you want. B'dvar Anah, here's a youth. Asher Yezim Megimel Shana, he's over 13 Gufi Kech. Meaning he's not insane. He knows what he does. He does intentionally, but he has free will. He is a young man. He does bad things. He's a criminal, juvenile delinquent, right? Does bad averus. Does is not good. He's messed up in the head, but he's still not considered insane. Delinquent. The koshkin benash and his chayek was gachas harim amarim. He is a youth who was given education without supervision of parents and teachers. Shad zvorim rom shoyse the best thing he does. So mitzad rishus of pros dama. He's a wild man.
Okay.
Who chay v'chama mitzvus. Umemela yesh lahanoytim loy dvar istuk shiyadeh shiyaber lav v'lif me'iver. The people who give him train, knowing that he's going to violate it, is the other l'lif me'iver. Even though the doctors say that he is psychologically unbalanced, that he's not at the level of maturity, right, that a youth of his age should be. Because of this they say, let's put him into an institution where he might get better. Probably they give trade from this institution. Is it allowed? The doctor said he needs to go to this institution with a few tricks, and then he's gonna get, his mind is gonna function like a normal human being.
So
says Rav Moshe, even if we trust the doctors, ain't machlus keil ashrei mitach chosedav oisim masel shayta. Such sicknesses, whatever illness he has, even if they don't mitach chosedav, that doesn't make him a shayta. It's part of the mitzvahs. So you can't put him in there based on that svara. Right? That he's a shaykh. He's not. He's not a shaykh. He's chayv b'mitzvus. What's worry yet? Ach ula yesh lo du mitzad machalasa yom yom rafarash min shiyesh v'dinyin pikuach nefesh. Maybe the doctors will say that if we allow him to act on these, let's say he's very impulsive or whatever it is, that could lead to pikuach nefesh. Could go. The alul nizeh la'arvus et atzmo b'milo is etzah. He might kill himself because he's very exceedingly impulsive. He's going to violate things that are not allowed by the laws of the country. That's what that says. Yeah. Is going to get into a fight. The machla is something that's wrong with his brain. And it's dangerous. You can only cure him in that place. They don't allow to bring kosher food in. He's going to have to eat trade. You know, he doesn't need it to be cured. If a person, right, right? You have to eat trip. He's allowed to eat whatever he needs to eat. In matzav machalos, so you start. If that's a flatarko, if his sickness dictates, he has to eat whatever he has. Whatever he wants, whatever he has to. The gamba dika takana, if there was a danger there, so why not the matzav? Here comes Rav Moshe's purple. I think. This is only for a observant Jew. He will only what they give him, and they'll tell him this way after. A person who's not observant, he's going to be there for the sake of refuah. He's going to enjoy the cheeseburgers that they serve him. And now he's going to eat the cheeseburgers even when he doesn't have to anymore.
For the rest of his life.
Not the rest of his life. While he's there,
he's enjoying.
And even if he doesn't have to. He's going to be that type of person that he's going to lose all sensitivity and eat cheeseburgers whenever he feels like it. Really
like
pork whenever he feels like
it.
I don't know.
He
didn't have him available. I don't know.
Right now, Rabbi Feinstein said, because he didn't enjoy his work, don't give him faith,
Well, if this wreck to life, then don't put him in that institution. Lock him up somewhere else.
In this place.
The point is to lock for a fool. The point is for his
result. And why is fool? Because it's dangerous.
Then
for him or for another.
If it's dangerous for other people, then we don't have to massage him at all. We don't have to put him in an institution. We can put him in an insane asylum. Yeah, whatever we have to do with him. Now, let's go to the last paragraph of this plan. V'atam, who asked me? He himself. If he knew that he himself will have a challenge to withstand the Tigris, if he goes in there to be cured from his sickness, he's going to violate more Yisurim because he's dead. Or your author will be author actually, even if he would die, then he would not go in there. Mission to this Abba's glasses, he's doing it. Yeah. Wow.
Because
just because I have a taiva to do an Easter, right? And now, because you become leprous, so now I'm going to let you do whatever you want? That no. It's only if there's a direct clash between this, if you cross nefesh, I need this to heal myself, if you're leprous. Fine. Right? Then I have to, then I do whatever I need to do to cross nefesh. But it's going to lead to situations where I need extra mikuach nefesh, but I need to do x squared, and that squared is not a mikuach nefesh at all, right? It has nothing to do with the mikuach nefesh. Says Rav Moshe, you can't do it. You cannot put it. He himself would not be allowed to go to that institution knowing that he's going to eat cheeseburgers just because he feels like it, right? Eat whatever.
What about fix everything else? Sure.
Doesn't matter. He knows, this is Ramesh's, what he's saying, he knows, right, that it's going to end up that he's going to be violating his Turin, not when there's no clash with the Kosnach.
So right now, even if he'll be killed by policemen,
you can't put him in that institution.
Don't worry.
You have to keep him at home. You cannot put him in that institution.
Good.
You keep him at home. The question is not, right? The question is, can I put him in that institution to be healed? Right? Or do I keep him at home and don't put him in an institution? So the Rashi, you can't put him there. Right? You can't put him there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rashi, I gave you shoulders like this to come with those upside, but Rashi had shoulders like that.
No,
okay. So, Huadin, the same thing over here in the case of the Shas HaShmad, where Osi Mitzrach, where it's going to end up leading to the Jews not keeping this Avera they're trying to uproot. Right? It means what? It means that even though it's true that for the coming 2 years there's going to be a clash between what the Goyim are telling me, and, you know, but afterwards it's going to be known that the Goyim are gone, finished, and still the Jews are not going to be. So that is not mitzvah mikuach nefesh, right? That x squared, right? The added violation of Yisurim, which has nothing to do with mikuach nefesh, that's not mitzvah mikuach nefesh.
Absolutely, that's what you're on purpose. That's the way they are.
Right. No, nothing to do with that. Right. This is the heter pikuach nefesh. The heter pikuach nefesh is doicher only when there's a direct stira between my life and this avera. Right. But if this avera, there's no inherent stira between me observing this avera and keeping my life.
So he wants to actually shoot away because for some reason this society straight, mm-hmm. Not this boy. The guy that was his cousin, but he needed to get his act together, but he said, I can't, I have to eat this, I'm not eating.
So if he knew in advance,
not worry that after 2 years, that he'll be used to it after he's got 80.
You're saying a different question.
No.
Why aren't we worried?
The Rabbi Moshe seems to not like this one.
Yes.
But you said it was proven. You said this. What? Then go?
Yes.
Get to 2 years.
That's a very good question. What happened to Osi Lemitzrach over here? That's Zvorah. Of Osi Lemitzrach, why don't we say, why don't we fly it over here? We'll say, hey, if you get used to it, so. Say?
No, because it's 2 years, I believe the rabbis could call us back into the ages. I don't know if it's a government agreement, but I think after 2 years.
You're saying that for the
rabbis, the king is over, the king is dead. Gorbachev is, no, we have
enough food
for Baruch Hashem. Okay, so now, yeah, we don't have to eat that. No, you should write that. You should write that. That 2 years, then it would be over, and we'll pull ourselves back. The Murado is lighting candles in the closet. Why? I don't know. My mother did it.
You're saying when we perceive a long-term need for Bikurat Nefesh, then we should say, no, because we should be concerned that for us in the Mitzvah, that after this long term period is done, you're going to be stuck.
And we're not going willingly. We like our result. So we're going to spend what I can without getting guilt, but we'll ride this out. It's going to be a cold one. Okay, but we'll be able to pull it back. We've done it before. We had the wine,
and then we had the yasa. Very good. You're asking a great question, I'll answer it. You're asking a great question. When do we apply this svara of Osi Lemisrach? Right? That if we allow you to do this, it will end up leading to later situations of. Yeah. So it's a great question.
But we have to clear the philosophy. Philosophy is good. But right now, this. Boy, not religious, in a very good family. He doesn't know anything bad from normal point of view. Right now, he facing go to army.
Facing what?
Go to army. And in certain countries, even you said it's not directed to religion, but it's just you send him to Siberia, right? Will immediately.
Yeah.
Because right. Like, will later he get back.
Yeah.
So right now, basically, rapid motion.
Die.
Because Rabbi will teach you not clear, but clear.
Obviously. He's saying your is like.
You understand? But we can't understand. So far, but this boy was innocent enough in a lot of fields. Right now, if you go, he go to hell.
In his calculus, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
no, not
that
I'm keeping
that. Wrong person was okay.
No, so, yeah, it's why I said.
Oh, yeah.
I put you with two. So right now, what to do?
Get out of the country? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Look,
no, I forgot to tell you.
I'm going to quote that of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. At the time in the 50s, from YU, at the time in the 50s, so they had camps over here, where Ben-Gurion arranged that they should take young Yemenite children and shave off their pears and show them all kinds of movies and everything, and they were miscalculated.
They were very successful. Extremely successful.
So Rav Soloveitchik said...
Ben-Gurion said that
when it talks about an anos, it talks about a goy who's trying to get you off from the illusion, it doesn't have to be a goy like Antioch, it could be a Jew like Ben-Gurion.
Yeah. Because there's definition, a goy is Jewish wonders.
Ben-Gurion's intent was to acculturate these people to the culture that he thought was
okay,
right? So it was smart. So that was smart. That was so smart. It was that smart.
Story.
That was the story.
How was it?